Apologies to all ABBA fans, and I know that Sinn Féin TD Desi Ellis is an ABBA fan. Desi, good morning and welcome to Northside Today.
Good morning, how are you?
I am well. Desi, I know you're busy, and Monday being Monday, I think you hold your clinic today, so I won't delay you for too long. The development of Dunsink Lane. Now, for those people who may not be aware of where Dunsink Lane is, it would be to the right of the off the Rathaud Road between Kappa Hospital and Cabra, I suppose is the nearest way to put it.
Yes, yes.
And
be off the, yeah, there's a bridge at halfway down the Rathaud Road on the Finglas side, and you cross over that bridge and it brings you up to the old Dunsink Observatory, and people might remember the old observatory.
Yes, indeed, and it does, and I mean, the geography of it is that when that road was open, it brought you all the way, if memory serves me right, all the way through to Blanchardstown. So, you know, people, to give them a geographical idea, like, this was a traveller site, but I think most, if not all, the travellers are gone out of it now, Desi, aren't they?
Well, what it was originally it was a road that linked Finglas with Castleknock, and there was, you know, it was a handy shortcut and people used it a lot. And there are some traveller families, some halting sites, plus there's people actually living on along Dunsink Lane. Particularly on the right-hand side, which is the old Dunsink dump. And there's roughly about 200 acres there with contains the dump area. And then along Dunsink Lane, there was a number of years ago, there was a number of families CPO'd on the land up there by Fingal. And Fingal acquired, as a result of all that, there's 300 acres that Fingal got. And then when you take into account Dunsink Observatory, which is one of the oldest in the world, used to be accessed from the Finglas side, but they put a barrier across it a number of years ago, which was something I fought against, but they've done it anyhow. And it's still there to this day, which is an absolute crying shame. It shouldn't be there. But anyhow, there's about 150 acres around that whole complex. So in total, there's about 1,000 acres in that area, and 300 of it is Fingal's.
And that brings us nicely to the point, Desi. So anybody listening now will be familiar, or should be pretty well have an idea of the location of this site. We will take it, Desi, at its lowest, because I know you have expressed figures of somewhere between 300 and, as you said there, and 1,000 acres. But we'll just take it at 300 acres, right? We'll just keep it at that. How many houses of the social and affordable type will you fit into 300 acres?
Well, the council themselves reckon that anywhere between 4,500 to about, you know, 10,000 roughly units could go in there, depending on density. Now, it is effectively a greenfield site, not really surrounded by houses or anything. There's, as I said, on the opposite side of the road, there's a number of halting sites and there's a number of traveller families, but the vast majority of people that were on the side that we're talking about now have been moved out, and the lands there are belong to Fingal. There's a small portion of it private. So we are talking, that's the type of figure you're talking about.
And Desi, to develop that and to have it, we'll say shovel ready, I think is the phrase they use in the building terminology. What are we looking at? Because there's two things I want you to address here, Desi. Is number one, what are we looking to have it shovel ready, as I said? But number two, and my knowledge of this, and it's borne out by something you said, is that there has been report upon report upon report in relation to this and what should be done with it. And as far as I can see, all these reports are sitting on a shelf somewhere gathering dust.
Well, this is the frustration of the whole thing, and it's the biggest amount of land that Fingal has, and yet they've talked about every other place what they're doing, and this has never got on the radar, even with the minister, because I raised with the minister, and he wasn't even aware that there was so much land there that was belonged to the local authority. So we've had another report now at the moment into what, you know, what's to be, you know, what they can do with the whole area. And this is another report following on from two other reports that were you know, in the past. So it's really getting to the point of ridiculous, you know. We have prime land up there, we have a housing crisis, and we need to get on with dealing with the what can be done with these lands. There's a certain amount of rezoning that needs to take place. There's a number of other issues that have to be tackled. We need to reopen that road as a thoroughfare away from alleviating the major traffic problems from Finglas to Castleknock. It is an ideal road. That road needs to be redone, both sides, all the way up. We need to put lighting on it. We need to put a new road, a new bridge, and develop this whole area. And to me, it's a crying shame that it hasn't happened.
And we see this, Desi, with the backdrop of Father Peter McVerry, Anthony Flynn, everybody else who's involved in the what is a housing emergency. And I have to be honest, Desi, I am following this now for a number of years, and I have, with possibly the exception of the banking crisis, I have yet to come across any one topic that has garnered so many column inches and hours on the airwaves and so much talk, and the other side of the line, so little action. I think, did I see a figure this morning with one of the housing charities where they increased their emergency beds by something like 2,800% in the last 10 years, and yet I am struggling to see a brick going on top of a brick anywhere around the city.
Well, one of the biggest problems is that we're not building social and affordable housing, and the local authorities need to start building, and they need to have the resources to build. And if that means setting up a state company to do this, that's what needs to be done. Or the alternative is we get contractors to sign up to build social and affordable housing, because we'd be here till doomsday if we don't address this in this fashion. Because what's happening is, on all new estates that's been built, the local authorities can only get 10% towards social housing from any new build. So it's an absolute shambles, and we're going to be here. The housing crisis, the homeless crisis, is still people are reporting homeless. The figures are at their all-time high, and we've had another death the other night. It's just absolute madness.
Yeah, and I saw a statistic yesterday, Desi. I'm not sure whether you saw it or not, but for every one family that's being housed per day, three are becoming homeless.
And the problem is that there's people now, accommodation in the private rented sector, we're getting a huge hemorrhage of people into homeless, and that's, we're not stemming that flow. And the reason we're not stemming that flow is because the amount of accommodation that's available it's just not there. And we need to build the social and affordable housing that will address this. And that will eventually drive the prices down to a level that's acceptable.
But Desi, just in relation to this before I move on to the next topic that I want to talk to you about, like, at the end of the day, Minister Murphy has overall control of all the local authorities. And when you were telling us this morning that he did not even know that he owned it, realistically, this amount of green space in Finglas, I mean, doesn't that just tell you all you need to know?
Well, I think it's a problem that we faced. I mean, Minister Murphy came into the job with little or no background in housing, which to me is absolutely amazing. But anyhow, that's what happened. I'm not saying he's not trying his best in certain ways, but the reality is he's following the same path as his predecessors, and that is not going to work until we start addressing the real issue, that's supply. We need more supply.
And indeed, Desi, they don't have to look far from Finglas to get a template of how this works, because, I mean, there was a project undertaken, and I think there's another one up and running at the moment in Ballymun, where it was absolutely unbelievably successful and top quality housing. state of the art, as modern as you could wish for, and all provided at very affordable prices.
Yeah, and that's the O'Coolan project there.
Correct.
Where they're building their co-op, their affordable housing, you know, and it's done by O'Coolan. And that project now, there's some more being delivered. I think there's another 10 being delivered in the next 2 weeks or so. And they're looking to expand on this. So O'Coolan is prepared now to look at other sites. And they have put in a number of bids for different sites. I can't say those sites because it's too, you know, at this moment it's all confidential. But there is a situation where O'Coolan is looking to build on more sites and deliver affordable housing. So that'll address the affordable end by through, you know, this is one mechanism to deal with them. But in terms of the social housing, we need to build more social housing, and that's the crux of everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did hear a statistic, Desi, a couple of weeks ago, I think about 3 weeks ago, where somebody who was who joined the housing list 3 weeks ago, if the state did not speed up the provision of housing, it would be 40 years before they were housed. And I mean, just the way things are going, it's report after report. It seems to be passing the buck from Billy to Jack, one minister this week, one minister the next week. And as I said, the biggest problem is there is no brick being put on top of brick to house these people.
Yeah.
Desi, North Finglas, you are looking for and have been for a long time for a primary healthcare centre.
That's right, yes. It's been an ongoing battle, and we had originally identified a site in the Finglas area, and on board Planola said it wasn't suitable. So that now has been going on for the last 4 or 5 years, where the HSE is looking to identify a site. And like, there was some hope that we could look at the Church of the Annunciation site there up in Finglas. That site there now, the church itself is in serious trouble. It's you know, there's leakages in the church, and they're looking at rebuilding.
Well, let's be honest, Desi, it's going to be demolished, and that's the long and the short of
no,
it.
No, that's without doubt the Church of the Annunciation, and that site up there, which we call the Fergals and the Annunciation site. So it's a fairly sizable site when you take into account the car park and etc. But the local authority, Dublin City Council, is anxious to get that site and do a deal with the church and that on that site, you know, and they want to build some senior citizens social and affordable housing, and that's what they're doing. But the HSE are also in there trying to see whether it's possible to get the primary care centre in there.
Yeah, and I mean, it would make perfect sense, Desi, because, you know, the demographic that need healthcare more than anybody else are the elderly. So, I mean, if you're going to put a concentration of elderly people into an area, it makes sense to have a healthcare centre, if not in the centre, very close by.
Well, the main thing is there was a survey done by the HSE years ago, which identified North Finglas as one of the oldest areas in the whole country. This is why the primary health care centre was identified for the Finglas area. So that's apparently, you know, the HSC have funds to look at this, and we're one of the few places now that haven't got the primary care centres. And yet we're at the top of the list to have it in North Finglas, you know.
And how long has this been a consideration, Desi?
Well, it's going on over 5 years now, and it's really getting very frustrating. And I've raised it in the Dáil, I've raised it with the ministers, I've dealt with the HSE, I've dealt with Dublin City Council. I'm at the point of frustration now at this stage. Now, I met with some of the HSE people the other day in relation to this, and I've made a number of other suggestions, which I'll keep to my chest at the moment, you know. So, it's really frustrating that we haven't advanced on this.
Yeah, especially when you consider that, and just looking at it and what you're talking about, in the overall scheme of the HSE budget, I don't see this as being a big spend, because the property or the buildings are there, is just to change the use. And I would presume that the budget you're talking about is not exorbitant either to provide this service.
Well, the budget, obviously, if we can get city council agreement on a site, that's much, much better, because it'll work out probably a lot, we'd have a greater chance of delivering it, you know, because of price, etc. I think the local authorities, if we can get local authority land, it would be much better. When it comes to building the centre, we wait and see. But most of these centres are costing, you know, 6-10 million, you know, to build, you know. And that's sort of the price tag you're looking at, you know.
And there are people that will say is it a health centre or something down there, or Wellmount? And how does that compare with what you're looking for, Desi?
Well, the difference is Wellmount has specific functions. What we are looking for, the likes of this new health centre will have doctors on hand. We haven't got one single doctor in North Finglas, so there'll be so many doctors signed up. There will be physiotherapy for senior citizens. There'll be mental health. There'll be, you know, facilities for that. So there's a lot of facilities, physiotherapy, you know, and all these facilities are badly needed, and particularly with the ageing population we have in North Finglas.
Yeah, and of course the beauty of it, Desi, as outlined by you there, is that if you'll pardon the, I'm not being flippant, but it's a one-stop shop where, irrespective of what your problem is medically, there will be somebody there to deal with it. You're not being sent from one building to another and from one part of the city to another.
Well, it makes more sense, you know. We talk about overcrowding our hospitals, you know, and we have a big problem with hospitals. We have Blanchardstown serve in Finglas, and we have the Mater serve in Finglas. If we can avoid sending people to the hospitals and they can be dealt with locally, I think that will ease some of the overcrowding problems. So I think it's a very important thing that we get this health centre, and the people here really deserve it and need it at this stage.
Yeah, well, they've been waiting for it, as you said, long enough. Desi Ellis, yeah. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I appreciate your time, and I will be keeping an eye on how things progress. Desi, thanks a million for joining us on Northside today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.